Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What is going on, Diesel Nation? We're excited to have you guys with us today on the Diesel Podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube and aren't subscribed, make sure and click the subscribe button, like, comment, let us know what you think about the episode. If there's a particular guest or topic that you'd like to have on, we always love to take your feedback and then get them onto future episodes. Today I'm going to be joined by Fleece Performance, and Chase and John are going to be chatting with me about a major issue on 6.7 liter Power Stroke trucks and a fix that they have for them. So they've got a truck there, they've got the parts, they're going to walk us through it. So I'm definitely looking forward to chatting with them today. Before we get to it though, I want to remind you our friends over at Kershaw Knives have a 40% off code for you. If you use code 2024DIESEL40, you get 40% off MSRP. All you got to do is go to kershaw.kaiusa.com. Go right to their website. They've got a ton of different choices for knives for EDC, hunting, fishing, knife around the job site, around the house, different choices for blade steel, opening mechanisms, blade shapes. So definitely got you covered. So if you're in the market, definitely make sure head on over. Use code 2024DIESEL40 and get 40% off MSRP. All right, let's get to today's episode with Fleece Performance and talking about this major issue on 6.7 liter Power Strokes and how they fixed it. Chase and John, welcome back to Diesel Podcast. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Going pretty good. I love doing podcasts with you guys, talking about products to fix trucks, improve them. Talked about racing engines before, but this is the first time I think we've had a truck in the background, a Ford Power Stroke, and you guys got some cool stuff that are, you know, that's out for them, coming out for them. So I wanted to catch up with you guys and talk about what you've been working on for 6.7 Power Strokes.
Yeah, cool. Stepping your game up. You got the video podcast going.
Yeah, with a truck in the background and everything.
That's awesome. Yeah, we love being on the podcast too, so.
Well, I was really surprised because, I mean, you guys work on a lot of Cummins Duramax stuff. Like, that's the stuff I know, and I start to hear about Power Stroke things, and I'm like, Fleece and Power Strokes? Like, I got to know what they're working on. So what have you guys been, putting some time, effort, R&D, and your expertise on with these trucks?
Well, first of all, I mean, I love my Dodge trucks. I mean, they're my toys, but I really get sick of working on them, so that's why I drive a Ford. I work on them, just get in and go. Trade it every 2 years and forget about it. So we've got some new product from Fords.
Yeah, I mean, for the longest time, Dodge has been our bread and butter, and we've always been working and coming out with products for GM trucks as well, but we intentionally have decided to put a huge emphasis on the Ford market for obvious reasons. It's huge. Kind of trying to pick and choose what products do we want to go after, where do we want to put our focus, and really looking at the whole Ford market, we decided to really look at the key pillars of our company, fuel systems, cylinder heads, turbochargers. And so that's kind of where we decided to start our development process. One of the products that we really looked at initially, because it's a huge issue with these trucks, is the underhood fuel filters.
So these things are problematic. This isn't necessarily a new or novel part, but we made a more elegant solution to the problem. If you just get on Google and search Ford fuel filter, something like that, you'll see that there's trucks that have burned to the ground because this molding over time, it's brittle and it'll crack, old or whatever. People just forget to change it and it gets brittle and it'll crack, burn the truck down.
We've also seen it with poor molds in general. There'll be a pinhole leak in the very top of this and it'll fill the underhood area of your truck with fuel vapors and light it on fire.
So with the way we typically try to do things, we want to have a drop-in product that's, just a seamless solution, plug and play. That's what people want.
Yeah.
And the way we designed this is it clips in just like the factory fuel filter would. And it's made from billet aluminum in-house, has a nice Donaldson fuel filter. And drop it right in, plug it in, and you're good to go.
Whenever we make kits too, we always try to get the broadest coverage. So this kit will cover 2011 all the way up to 2024. So in the kit, it'll come just like this. And this is configured for a 2011 to 16 power stroke. In the kit, inside this nice little digital camo fleece koozie, we supply the third fitting. So this is going to go in place of this plug on the 2017 and up trucks. So you're going to remove this plug and install this fitting.
Okay.
This is your injector return. So up here on the engine, well, probably can't see it that good since we got the camera set up how we do, but essentially what you're going to do is, depending on your year and model of your truck, you're going to set it up that way. We also did something cool with this kit, and I think people are going to really like this. We added an extra filter to the kit.
Oh, yeah, so they're going to like that.
The thought process there was, you know, we're putting a new part out into the market. And what do we all hate the most? It's, I got this new part, I put it in, it's all great, but now it's time to do a filter change and I don't have a filter. So we gave you one to put in your glove box. When you do need to change it, you have it, and that'll be your trigger to order more. So
it's such a huge, it's a huge theme that I hear from listeners with trucks, because I find that they're keeping them longer, a lot of them. And you start to run into those OE components that it's way past warranty and things start to break on their trucks and they don't want to go buy a new one. They're happy with what they have. So it fits in really well with a lot of the fleece products that we've talked about. But being able to fix something preventatively, or maybe it fails and you just do it right then, but you have a quality part that you can replace with your OE parts. That's what a lot of listeners tell me, is they're like, I don't want to go back with the same OE part that failed, because I'm going to be in the same position X amount of years from now. I want something better. Is there? And so I think that's really important for 6.7 Power Stroke owners out there.
Well, and there's also an element to this product of, just the other day, I had my truck at the dealership to get some work done. And while it was there, I said, hey, why don't you just change the filters on the truck? I don't want to do it. And I come back with a massive bill and I'm like, holy cow, I have always just done the filters here in the shop and I hadn't really thought too much about what it costs people to get them changed. And so, you know, although we will have the Donaldson replacement filters for sale, they're readily available in the market and very cost effective. So there's a cost savings element to the part too.
How hard or how long would the install be? Say if somebody's going to do it in their garage on a weekend, what would the average guy be looking at to, you know, like for time and just complexity of changing it out?
You'll have more time reading the instructions than changing the part.
That's right down my alley, because like whatever time it should take, just add an hour and a half for me.
And I urge everybody to read the instructions, because we spent a lot of time focusing on how to remove the quick disconnect fittings.
The factory tabs on the connectors are sensitive, fragile, whatever word you want to use.
And there's several different variations over the years. So we tried to get as many of the different fittings in our instructions and help people. So you might squeeze these two tabs on one setup and pull this one or push that, you know.
But anybody that's changed their fuel filter before is going to have experience with that. But, you know, instructions are wrote to where anybody could do it if they've never installed a fuel filter. If they just read the directions, they can do the job. So I would say it might be a 5-minute job. So
nice. It's nice and easy. And then you get a quality upgrade. So you don't have to worry about it cracking or any of those other issues that you had mentioned, Chase.
Yeah. One thing that we're going to get a lot of questions on is, you know, I bought this new underhood filter, but what do I do about the underbed filter? Because from Ford, the filtration comes as a kit. You get the underhood and the underbed filters in a kit. So to kind of combat that, we are about to release the 11 to 16 power flow right here, which a lot of people are obviously familiar with our power flow pumps.
Yeah.
But this will go in place of the factory pump and filter assembly. So this is what's underneath the bed of your 11 to 16 power stroke truck. So we're going to remove this and in its place install this filter base right here. which it's got a optional heating element for the guys in the cold weather climates.
I feel like I'm a stewardess on an airplane giving a safety speech. But yeah.
But this is direct plug and play. So you unbolt that filter base I just showed. This one bolts right in its place. Factory connections, everything lines up. You don't have to run extra fuel lines. There's no cutting, splicing, none of that stuff. It's plug and play.
Another quality Donaldson fuel filter with a water fuel drain. So
this will come with a whiff sensor in the kit and all of the components to plug everything in. So again, we try to create products that are seamless installation. You're not going to have any extra check engine lights or things that don't work on your truck. But again, looking at it, the problem we really wanted to solve was giving people a good solution that's cost effective and elegant.
They'll be able to stock two filters. They'll have the underhood filter and then the under frame instead of the factory filtration system. So that's something we'll have, you know, in stock, and then be warehouses all across the United States that'll have them as well. So
that's what people really want. They want plug and play, as plug and play as they can get, and they want it seamless. And that's such a, I think, important part of when you do an upgrade on your truck or you're doing maintenance or something like that, is you don't want to have to go out and look for a filter or a sensor or not know how to take the connectors off, or you just run into some issue. And I think laying that all out there or including it in these kits is what's so incredibly important, and I think has been huge for the aftermarket. I think I mentioned this on another podcast with you guys, that you guys have set the standard for what aftermarket upgrades should be, from the quality, the instructions, the way it's all packaged together. It's vastly different than it used to be 10 or 15 years ago, when you'd get something, you just kind of have to figure it out and make it work. Like, it's not like that anymore.
Well, I think the market just in general continues to one-up itself all the time. You know, somebody comes out with a new way to do it, and you're continually looking at ways to, like I was thinking about Apple. Jeff and I talk about this often. There's nothing more beautiful than an Apple iPhone box. It's perfect, right?
Yeah.
Like, you open it, it's always perfect. You just, and that's kind of what we're always trying to work towards, is that type of customer experience in our packaging and how we present the part. But I remember it was not that long ago where you had to make a lot of concessions when you bought aftermarket parts. Like, well, if I put this part on my truck, I just got to accept that my check engine light's going to be on.
Yep.
Nobody wants that now. I don't, at least. I got a lot more gray hair than I used to.
I mean, that was a common thing, though, back with some fuel systems in the past. And we'd have to deal with, well, we're only going to be able to use 3/4 of our tank of fuel. And that segues right into SureFlow. So that's also something else we're working on for the Ford trucks as well.
So this truck, we will have the 11 to 16 SureFlow too, for the guys that want to run a different lift pump.
Okay.
We'll have that available. But that SureFlow will also work with the factory pump. So if you need a replacement sending unit, our SureFlow, which, to people who might not know what a SureFlow is, the SureFlow is the little brother to the PowerFlow. So PowerFlow has pumps in the bucket. SureFlow does not. This is just a sending unit. The cool thing about this sending unit is, although there's factory connections, we've made the cap of this configurable to whatever you want to do. So you can take the quick connect fittings out and put AN fittings in. You can run your own lines, you know, do whatever you want, but still maintain the factory function of your level sender. And for the guys like Chase said, who are maybe using a product where you can't get below a quarter tank, we solve that problem. You don't have to cut and drill and do anything to your sending unit. You can just put our SureFlow in.
Keeps you from having to put a draw straw or something. You're not cutting the tank up to, you know, put the aftermarket lift pump on that you decide to use. You could hook it right up to that. Away you go.
Although I don't recommend this. I've had my truck down to, I think, 25 miles still empty. So it's definitely a good product. And this, like I said, works with the factory setup and any competitor products.
That also, is that the 6 liter one in your hand?
This is actually, yes. Yeah, so this is going to be a big one. Like I said, we have the SureFlow coming out for the 11 to 16 crowd. This is the 99 to 07, late 7.3 and 6 liter guys. So this is the SureFlow for them.
It's like Power Stroke Christmas in February for all these guys.
It is. Cool, and somewhere, I'm hoping there's a lot of people that their ears just perked up, because I've looked into quite a few 6 liter fuel tanks now, and I've yet to find one that isn't in two pieces as far as the sending unit goes. That's probably the crudest setup I've ever seen. And to look at this guy, I think this is going to be a pretty good upgrade for the 6 liter and late 7.3 crowd. We did a little something different here, fitment wise, because there's so many different configurations between those trucks. So there'll be a long bed and a short bed version. Space was a huge issue, so we came out with these swivel fittings. But as you can see, those are quick connect fittings.
Yeah.
And as far as being able to get in there and get things hooked up and fit across the all the platforms, I think it's going to be a really good deal.
That's the kind of stuff I love, because when I think of anything I've tried to install, it might be a little off, or it's just like all these aspects of these upgrades, you've thought about the end user, whether it's the shop that's doing it or whether it's the guy in his garage on a weekend installing it, being able to accommodate different setups, how things are routed. That's really impressive.
And there's a ton of those vehicles still on the road, tons and tons and tons of them. So everybody that we show that to, loves it, and I think it's going to be a huge mover for us.
Well, it's really interesting when we talk about parts and upgrades, is I'll go on YouTube and, you know, I follow the comments and answer people's questions, and say we're talking about a turbo or something for a newer truck, somebody with an older one will say, well, do they have one for this year range or that year range? So people are paying attention if they're interested in that topic, or they're looking for solutions, something that applies to their truck, because there's, like you said, there's so many on the road, there's so many requests we get for 6 liter episodes or 7.3s, or, you know, we've talked about 5.9 stuff and LB7s. So it's all over the place with what people are wanting, whether it's new truck or old truck. So to see you guys focus on that is really cool. I know it's going to have people excited, not just with this, but then also maybe some things you guys are working on in the future for older Power Strokes and you know, solutions for them.
It's killing me, because I want to talk about all the stuff we have on our engineering list, but I don't want to spill the beans just yet. Just as I said in the beginning of the conversation, you know, if you look to the to our main product line, we are coming out with products across the board, and we're going to put a huge emphasis on the Ford market. So,
well, the problem solver parts have always been well received throughout the industry. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're talking about the, you know, the wiring pigtails and stuff like that, to, you know, cylinder heads and fuel system components. We're going to keep knocking those things down and giving people what they want.
Well, we were chatting a little bit before the podcast, Chase, and I think I'd mentioned something about Cummins Duramax. You're like, I've driven a Power Stroke since 2012.
Yeah.
And owning one that long, Power Stroke. do you come across a lot of this stuff yourself where, like, you know, I ran into this issue on my truck, or your dealer network's telling you, or just people you know in the industry are like, man, I wish I had a solution, you know, for this. And then it starts to get the gears going with upgrades and fixes for them.
The irony is, like, we look at improving the Ford. Like, I've been working on turbo development, and they've done such a good job with the factory turbo on the 20 plus. It's like, it's hard to improve on what they've done without having a sacrifice. Yeah, I can make the thing bigger, but honestly, they've done a fantastic job on these things. Where they've lacked, they've improved over the years. You look at the very first, you know, versions, the 11 to 11.14, and then, you know, you think about, I guess, the 20 plus steel piston, you know, forged crank, you know, connecting rod. They've improved all of that. I mean, they have built a little race engine out of that thing. It's impressive. These trucks are unreal.
That's been one of the themes that I've I've heard just in gathering information. I love to learn, and I'm curious about, you know, development and how things are improving. Seems like the Power Stroke has done a lot. Ford has done a lot with it as far as improving it over the years, getting it better. But there's still things that are just, because it's a production vehicle, are going to pop up, like the you know, the underhood filter that we were talking about, some of the other things. And so,
yeah, I mean, they have their shortcomings. There's things they can improve on. But I'd love to shake the engineer's hand to put the thing together, because that whole development team, I mean, between the transmission, the engine, like, there's some horsepower junkies up there in Detroit, because they put together a hot rod. It's pretty impressive.
You can tell what Chase drives.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I own a couple Dodges. I love my Ford.
We always look to – I'll look anywhere I can for product ideas. I mean, a lot of our – a lot of ideas come from dealers. We have every single truck we need to do our jobs. We all drive these things every day, so there's constantly, you know, things that pop up. Hey, we put this on a truck, you know, or we're servicing Chase's truck, or I have my truck over here doing this and something broke, you know, let's fix it. And it's difficult, because a lot of times we run out and we want to buy new trucks when they, you know, show up at the dealership. But it's a lot of times, like this truck, it's not until you get 50, 60, 100,000 miles on them, things start wearing out, that you really see what you need to make. And because these trucks have been on the road for so long, there's a lot of information, a lot of things out there that you know that you can go grab a hold of right away.
Yeah.
Or else, at least. So.
Well, there's sometimes I'll have conversations, podcasts with shop owners. I don't plan this. I don't tell them to say this or anything, but we'll be talking about upgrades for a truck, or what are like 3 or 4 or 5 things to look out for on any model. And they'll mention fleece products, whether it's a Cheetah Turbo or it's something else that you guys do. So I know that they're appreciative of the way that you guys approach it, which is really like our conversation today. Is there's gonna be truck owners listening, shop owners, other people in the industry that are paying attention to it. So I've been really impressed with that for a long time, because I'll do these episodes and somebody is just mentioning a fleece product, and maybe it's something we talked about. And I mean, I always get amazed too, because there's people who want episodes about IDIs or first gen Cummins or second gen, and these things haven't been new for, gosh, since I was in school, or, you know, really young. So it's like these 11 to 16s or, you know, 17 plus, whatever your range we're talking about, they're going to be out there for so long. So somebody's going to need this upgrade, you know, in the future. So I think
I think the biggest thing I focus on when I'm developing product or working on these new trucks, they're like turbos, for example, there just can't be a compromise. Like I want to retain the factory responsiveness. Like I want to improve that. I don't want to put a bigger turbo on it and lose a little bit down low to gain some at 3,000 RPM where I don't need it.
Yeah.
But man, the more and more people drive some of these newer vehicles, it can be an L5P, it can be, you know, a 6.7 Power Stroke. They're so responsive, they drive so well. Our company is focused on improving and retaining what the factory already did, just make it better. So like that's the thing. Some of these turbo sizes may get released and be like, wow, that's really not even that much bigger. You're right. But we're going to document, we're going to make more power with less.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at currently in this Ford game. You don't have to put the biggest one on it. So
I think that's where the truck owners have become, I don't want to say demanding, but I mean, maybe that's the right word, is they want the good things that the factory trucks did, but they want it to either last longer, be better, flow more, whatever it might be. They want that.
Well, when it was the Wild West, working on all these trucks from 2010 to, you know, 2015, 2018, you know, we could put a larger turbo, tune it, and do all the, you know, things that we used to do. We're not there anymore. We got to work then what the factory has given us. And there's honestly a lot of room to be had. It's
it's made us better.
Oh yeah, the L5P. I'm so excited about the L5P. I know that's not the Ford topic that we're on, but there's probably ought to have another chat about that here at some point.
We should.
Couple months, we will.
Man, the GM's left a lot on the table for us, and we're really excited to get our Cheetah released for those things too. So,
Well, that's what we look forward to, is you guys getting these trucks and spending the time in the R&D so that you can tell us what can still be had, because that's what we want. We love the trucks, whichever brand it is, whatever we drive, and you guys are giving us solutions for it. So I was really excited. Like I said, I was really surprised when I saw Powerstroke, Fleece Performance, because I mean, I got into this a long time ago when you guys were starting out, so I thought Cummins and Duramax stuff, and it caught me off guard for a second, but then I thought, man, you guys do such quality work and approach things the right way. I wanted to learn more about
it. And I think the horsepower war is still alive and well between the big three. Like, we've got a lot of, there's a lot of future. It's bright for sure. The, you know, between turbos and fuel system upgrades and tuning, like, it's getting ready to just reset. It may not be 800 horse street trucks anymore, but I know for sure 600 is definitely going to be feasible. And I think these trucks are built well enough that they'll handle it and survive.
What year is your truck?
It's old school. It's a 2007. It's 5.9.
Oh, it's a Dodge. I thought you said you had a Ford.
No.
Oh.
I like them, but I haven't owned one.
Gotcha.
People always ask me that, and I'm like, I didn't really like Power Strokes until that 17-plus body style came out, and I'm like, that might be the perfect-looking truck I've ever seen. And then, like Chase mentioned, with the transmission and just the engineering behind it, it's a very
I could drive a new 24 Chevy or GMC. I wouldn't get rid of them. They run pretty good, and they're nice. I love the 24 interior. So it's a great time to be alive and be messing with these trucks. There's a lot of cool things going on with them.
Well, I appreciate you guys chatting with me today and giving us, you know, an inside look at these products. I know people are going to be really excited, and you guys have some more stuff coming up. And I did a podcast not long ago with Ryan Milliken, and he got everybody excited about his race car and the things you guys are doing at Freedom Racing Engines and stuff. So I know there's a lot to look forward to this year between racing and truck upgrades and everything else.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about this year. The racing stuff, we could go on for hours about that. There's no doubt with all the products and buzz around what we've got in the works, we'll be happy to jump on it anytime.
Well, I appreciate you guys chatting with me today and bringing some products out, helping our YouTube audience visualize, you know, these upgrades and how they all work together. It really helps them, you know, see, and, you know, we talk about, you know, like the underbed filter and the housing and all the different stuff you guys are doing. So it's really cool to see the products and learn about them.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And
thanks, Patrick.
Common Rail for the win.
Don't forget, diesel fans, make sure and head on over to kershaw.kaiusa.com. Use code 2024DIESEL40 for 40% off MSRP. It's a great way to save some money, get some really cool gear if you need a knife for hunting, fishing, around the job site, around the house. They've got a ton of different choices for blade shape, blade steel, opening mechanisms, and a ton of choices to meet any budget. So if you're in the market, head on over to their website. Use 2024DIESEL40 for 40% off MSRP. Also want to give a shout out to some of our Patreon supporters, Tyler Lowen at 23 Diesel, John, J. Cole, all of our other Patreon supporters, all of you who subscribe on YouTube, podcast apps, follow us on social media. We appreciate all your support here in year 8 of the Diesel Podcast and look forward to bringing you more of the content that you guys want here in 2024. Until next time, keep the shiny side up.